Oh, Baruch Hashem. B'shlosha parakim b'shana kohanim nosim es kapein arba pa'im b'yom. There are three occasions in the year in which kohanim are going to duchen four times a day on that day. Okay? So there are three occasions in which the kohanim will duchen four times in the day. Those four times are shachris, musaf, mincha, and ne'ilah sha'arim. Machlokas Rishonim as to how, I think Rashi quotes the two deos, as to what Ne'ilah Sha'arim is. Is Ne'ilah Sha'arim when they used to close the gates in the Mikdash? That's one deah. Another deah is that Ne'ilah Sha'arim is Ne'ilah Shamayim, right? Is when the Shamayim, the gates of Shamayim are closed. That's at the end of the day. So during those four tefillos, The Kohanim will duchen in each of those four, and that happens on three occasions in the year. Betanias, b'ma'amados, or b'yom ha'kippurim. During Ta'anios, during Ma'amados, we'll see soon what a Ma'amad is. We had it briefly before, and our mission is going to go into greater length.
Four times a year or four types of times a year?
Not four times a year, three times a year. Three occasions in the year where it happens four times in the day. Taniyos Ma'amados of Yom Kippurim and during Yom Kippur, right? Now, during a general Taniyos, we will see that there isn't a Musaf during a regular Taniyos. So the Gemara is going to ask that. Yeah, we duchen a Ne'ilah. In fact, we do a whole hodgepodge in Ne'ilah in Eretz Yisrael because we duchen in Ne'ilah. So we mix up Ne'ilah. We do a whole thing for Ne'ilah. We speed it up, and then we do different parts of it to get Ne'ilah in before Shkia. Just to get Ne'ilah in before Shkia, and then we drag out the end of Ne'ilah until Tzeis. So we do a whole thing over here, and it's a little bit more straightforward in Chutz La'aretz. Elu hein ma'amados. The following are the ma'amados, and now the Mishnah goes on a tangent to tell us why we have the ma'amados. And the Gemara is going to ask that this is kind of a non sequitur, because the Mishnah is saying the following are the ma'amados, but then it doesn't really tell us right away what they are. It tells us instead what the reason for the ma'amados are. But at any rate, Methisha Nemar, because it says in the Pasuk, Tzavis B'nei Yisrael as Korbani Lachmi, command to B'nei Yisrael to bring my korban, my lechem. How can it be that a person's korban is brought, but he is not omed al gabav? He is not standing there. From the mashmaos of the Mishnah, it seems that having the person at the korban is ma'akev. You need to have it, and so that's how the Mishnah is mashma. And the Rambam, in fact, when he quotes the Mishnah, he says, "Efshir, it's impossible for a person to bring a korban and him not being there." I'm trying to see if Rashi has a...
You can't send it with a shliach? You can't send a korban?
You can send a shliach, but you have to have some representation there. Uh-huh. And the mashmos here is, you need to have it. It's necessary. And Rashi says the same thing. This is a korban ola of the tzibur.
Well, that's very correct. I would understand if it was like a shlomim that you would have to physically take part in.
Right. But the ola also. And Rashi's mashma here that it has to be. E'ef sheshiyu kol Yisrael omdin al gabei korban. Oh, now Rashi's saying something different. But there's a Rashi elsewhere in Sota that says, mitzvah al ha'adam shiyamod v'yishmar al korbano. So Rashi seems to say there it's only a mitzvah, it's not ma'akev. But according to the Rambam, it seems to be ma'akev. At any rate, we're going to have to see how this plays out, because we're going to see later on in this Mishnah tonight that they don't always have these representations. At any rate, the Mishnah goes on and says, v'chiheyach korbanos shel adam kar v'hu'eino omed al gabav. Hiskinu, therefore, Nevi'im arishonim, the earlier Nevi'im, the Gemara will say it's Shmuel and David, were mesakein. Esrim va'arba mishmaros, there were 24 watches, so there were 24 groups of people, and I call mishmar v'mishmar in every single group, in each of these periods, each of these groups, that were split up, as we'll see, into 1 week periods. Haya ma'amad b'Yerushalayim. There was a ma'amad, a representation in Yerushalayim, shel kohanim, shel levim, v'shel yisraelim. There was a representation in Yerushalayim of kohanim, levim, and yisraelim. Higiyaz man ha'mishmer la'alos, when the time period, when the week of when a person's week came up, to go up to the Mikdash, Kohanim and Leviim olim Yerushalayim. The Kohanim and the Leviim would go up to Yerushalayim. The Yisrael sheba osam mishmar, and the Yisrael of the Yisraelim of that week, miskansin la'arehem or be'arehem. They would go into their cities, v'korim b'maisa bereshis, and they would read maisa bereshis. So the mission is a little bit unclear as to what's happening with the Yisraelim. It seems like you have Kohanim, Leviim and Yisraelim coming to Yerushalayim, and then it's all of a sudden the Kohanim and the Leviim's week, so they go into the Mikdash, and then what happens to the Yisraelim in Yerushalayim? Do they stay there? The Mishnah goes on and says, well, the Yisrael Shabbos Mishmar Miskansin La'arehem, they go to their cities. Their cities are Lechora, Beit Shemesh, and Tzvas, and Tveria, so... Anyway, it's possible that there was that there were ma'amados in Yerushalayim and ma'amados in many other cities. Lechora, that's what's going on. There are ma'amados in many, many, many cities had these ma'amados. The Korn b'maisa bereshis, and they read maisa bereshis. The reason why they read maisa bereshis is because of the as their mishmar, as their week of Kohanim and Levim are bringing the Karbanos, they're sitting back and they're reading Maisa Bereshis, because if it weren't for the Seder Karbanos, the Avoda, so then there would be no reason for Shemayim V'aretz. So as a reason, as a testament to that, so to speak, they are reading Maisa Bereshis. Now the parentheses...
Daily?
What?
Daily? For that week? Daily?
Yes, as we'll see in the Mishnah, exactly what they read. What in Maisa Bereshis they read each day.
The huge
bracket is the truth is it's brought down in the Gemara anyway. We might as well read it. The Anshei Maimed Hayu Misanin Arba Yamim B'Shavua. Everybody in the Maimed, meaning everybody standing around the Yisraelim, they would fast 4 days of the year, Miyom Beis V'Ad Yom Chamishi, from Monday through Thursday. V'Lo Yom Misanim Erev Shabbos M'Pnei Kavod Shabbos. They wouldn't fast on Friday because of Kavod Shabbos. They don't want to come into Shabbos starving. And certainly not on Shabbos Atzmo, because it's an Oneg Shabbos issue. V'lo be'echav b'Shabbos, and not on Sunday either, k'dei sh'lo yetzim m'menucha v'oneg li'agia v'tainis v'yamusu. So that they shouldn't go from a period of menucha and oneg to this weariness and tainis, and literally v'yamus means then they will die. But it just literally means that they will become very weary. They'll become weak. So we didn't want that. And this wasn't an important enough occasion, apparently, to require fasting on Sunday. Even though we do have fastings on Sunday, Lamaisa. Right. But the ma'amados weren't as serious, apparently, that they would require that. At any rate...
Why is it in parentheses?
Why is it in parentheses? So I'll tell you why it's in parentheses. Because the Yerushalmi does not have that girsa. According to the Gilion, Yerushalmi does not have this girsa. I guess in the Mishnah in the Yerushalmi, it doesn't have this girsa bichlal. But it says over here, Ayin Marsha and Tosis Yom Tov. At any rate, the Rambam is this, because he learns this lahalacha, and the Gemara brings this down lahalacha. So I figured we'd read it anyway, because it is halacha, and it's brought down in the Gemara later on Daf Chav Zayin. Anyway, what am I Bereshis are we laning, and when? B'yom Arishon Bereshis v'hi Rekia. So, as we know, the Torah is... I have a Chumash? No. But at any rate, the Torah is... is this a Bereshis? No, it's a Dvarim. What are you learning Dvarim for? Oh, thank you. Just give me just a big one. Whatever. At any rate, as we know, the... right over there. Wrong place. Right, to the right. I sent the wrong person.
Left.
Up. Slightly to the left. Oh, no.
Use Waze.
I'm sorry.
That's cool. All right. So, as we know, we talk about a parsha. We talk Bereshis Noach Lech Lecha Vayera, but parshios are actually broken up in the Torah as psuchos and stumos. And so we have a number of Parshios within Maisa Bereishis. So, on day one, they read Bereishis, which is the first Parsha, and then they read Yehi Rakia, which is the second Parsha. Okay? Bereishis is 5 psukim, and the second Parsha is 3 psukim. So they read 8 psukim on day one. Now the Gemara Mishnah is going to discuss before you get into how can we do it, because you have to have 3, and that's the Gemara Megillah, which I know you guys are jumping to because you always want to learn Megillah, you want to learn the next Masechta, but...
Are the
Kohanim and Levim, I don't think, are doing any of this. They're doing the Karbanos. The Yisraelim in the Ma'amados, meaning the Yisraelim outside, I think they're outside the Azara, and the rest of the Yisraelim in Beit Shemesh and in Tzfas and in Tveria and Akko, they're laning this. They're mamish laning this, and according to Rashi, they're also saying at Seder Tfilos, and...
Mamish laning it as opposed to what?
As opposed to saying it, we're gonna get to it because the mission is actually gonna discuss that. But at any rate, b'yamrishim bereishis v'yirakia b'sheni on the second day yehi rakia v'yikavu hamayim, which is the second and the third parshios. B'shlishi on the third day yikavu hamayim v'yima oros. It's the third and the fourth. B'ravi yehi ma'oros v'yishvitzu amayim. B'chamishi on the fifth day yishvitzu amayim v'totzei ha'aretz. B'ashishi v'totzei ha'aretz v'yichulu ha'shamayim. So they completed the entire Maisa Bereishis over the course of the week. And this was the seder of what they did. Now, as we mentioned, for example, day one, they read 2 parshios, Bereishis and Yehi Rakia. Bereishis is 5 psukim, Yehi Rakia is 3. It's a total of 8. Parsha Gedola Koronos Obishnaim. The greater of the parshios, in this case the 5, they read with 2 people. So they had a Kohen and a Levi read those. And we're going to see in the Mishnah, we're going to see in the Gemara, Machlokas, Rav, and Shmuel as to how they did this. Because as we know, each Aliyah has to have at least 3. So you have to somehow break it up. The question is, how do we break it up? It's going to be Machlokas, Rav, and Shmuel. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I want you guys to be salivating for Thursday's shir. Oh, it's actually next week's shir. So you're going to be salivating. You're going to have to go through Shabbos in angst and pains, not knowing what the Gemara is talking about. You look in great anguish right now. Okay. At any rate...
In anguish, but not in angst.
Okay. So, the Gemara goes on and says, Parsha Gedola, the greater of the Parshios, is read with 2 people. The Haktana Biyachid, and the smaller of the Parshios is read with 1 person. Bishachris, but Musaf... Meaning, for example, in day one, the second parsha is only 3 psukim, so that's read with 1 guy. Meaning, the Yisrael reads those 3.
You don't break up the
3. You don't break up the 3. You break up the 5.
Right, but the second day you start with the 3.
The second day you start with a 3 and end with a 5. So you start, the Kohen reads the 3, and then the Yisrael and the Levi break up the 5. Exactly. Again. Day one, you're reading a 5 and a 3. You're reading a total of 8 psukim.
The 5 is first. That's
Bereishis. That's Bereishis
Bara.
Bereishis Bara until Vayhi Erev Vayivoke.
That's 5.
That's 5. They
and the Kohen does all 5.
No, the Kohen and the Levi do 5.
By 3 and 2, or do they repeat a pasuk?
This is what the Gemara is going to be discussing next week. That I said that you were in great anguish about.
It's true, I guess.
The Gemara is going to discuss how do we break up.
Because if it's 3 and 2 or 2 and 3, that would go against everything I've ever learned and probably anything that
the rest of us have ever learned.
Exactly. The tension is building.
That's right.
I can hardly contain myself, but I will. But I will. At any rate, back to the regularly scheduled program. We now interrupt this program to bring you the
Gemara
Maisa Bereishis. Okay, so this all happened in Shachris and in Musaf. So apparently, in Shachris and in Musaf, they read the Maisa Bereishis.
Musaf of what? Shabbos of the week?
Whenever there was a Musaf. Yeah, whenever there was a... No, it couldn't be Shabbos, because Shabbos they wouldn't have a Maimed. They wouldn't have these Ma'amados.
Wait, so when do they have Musaf? They have Musaf.
Rosh Chodesh.
Rosh Chodesh, for example. Rosh Chodesh, for example, they would do this. Okay, that would be one example. And
so this is only in the base of Mikdash?
But they're reading this on day day two to five.
They on day 2 to 5 they no, only on day 2 to 5 would they be fasting, but they would be reading Maisa Bereishis from day from Sunday through Friday.
And they're doing it every day.
Every day. Right. Every day. Exactly.
You know, this reading of this whole thing, because it's going to go back to the Duchening, right? The Duchening for... is this only in the Beis HaMikdash, or this is like all of Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, all of Eretz Yisrael is doing the Ma'amados. Ma'amados were representations for Klal Yisrael. While their Karbanos were being brought, the representations of Klal Yisrael, called Ma'amados, were doing this... They're heebie-jeebies, if you will.
Heebie-jeebies.
Otherwise known as my reading my subversions.
Representation, if it's for Karbanos only in the Beis HaMikdash?
While the Karbanos and the Mikdash were taking place, all the Ma'amados around the country were doing the my subversions, reading my subversions.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because we need to have representations that are... vicariously taking part in the korban process, in order for them to be mishtatef without actually being mishtatef, they have to do something, and that's what the tanios and the whole seder Maisa Bereishis and the tefilos that they're doing, and the.
They switch from Ma'amados all year, right? So is this happening every single week?
Every single week. Uphill.
And now, are they doing this at the minyan? At their minyan?
I think so. I think so.
And on top of that, they're reading the Kriya of the week?
Yeah, it's unclear as to whether they're doing this in the shul with everybody else, or the Ma'amados had their own minyan and they were just doing their thing. I don't know. It's a good question whether for Shachris they read the Maisa Bereishis as well as the Parsha Shavua. I don't know. Good question. Yeah, but you have to remember it's not all of Klal Yisrael. These are only certain delegates, right? Delegates and superdelegates. Okay?
That's what I'm saying. That I think it would make sense that they would do it by themselves, but it wouldn't be a practice among them.
I agree. Okay. Ubamincha nechnasim nekoran al pi, and when it comes mincha time, they would not read it from the Sefer Torah, like somebody here asked. Rather, kikorei shema, it's like they would read it, from a chumash, like they would read it, like they were reading shema. They wouldn't actually take out the Torah.
So, how many times a day were they doing this?
They were doing it for shachris, musaf, mincha, and when they had
reading the same portion of that particular day, 3 times a day.
Yes. This is pretty peladic, right? This is new stuff. Erev Shabbos b'mincha lo hayu nechnasim b'pnei kavod haShabbos, but on Erev Shabbos mincha, they would not come in and do this. They would not enter their synagogues, and they would not read this because of kavod Shabbos to get ready for Shabbos. Kol yom sheyesh bo halel, any day where there was halel, so for example Chanukah, ein maimed b'shachris. There was no maimed in shachris. They did not have maimed in shachris because they were too absorbed in the halal. Halal wasn't like our base tefillah 8-minute halal, or if you have Rav Sonnenberg 12-minute halal. No, it wasn't like that. We had the halal was a big ordeal, so they chucked the maimed, the chiv for the maimed on shachris time. Korban musaf, any day where there was a korban musaf, ain b'neila. Then they wouldn't have a maimed in Ne'ila, and certainly they wouldn't have a maimed in Mincha, meaning they would push off the entire, because the Korban Musaf was very often many, many behemos, so it became a big deal in the Mikdash, so therefore they wouldn't have a maimed in for Ne'ila. And certainly they wouldn't have it for Mincha, because Ne'ilah is the last, so they certainly wouldn't have it for Mincha. Now Rashi says something very curious, very, very curious. He says, If you look at Rashi Dibra Maschel, Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Halel, it's the fifth widest line in Rashi. Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Halel Ein Bo Maimid Shachris, Osan Shehayu B'Yushalayim Lo Hayu Mispalin, or Korban Acheihem. The ones, the Maimados in Yerushalayim wouldn't read it. They wouldn't do, they wouldn't say the Tfilos, they wouldn't do the Maimados. Sounds like the people in the rest of the cities would. Very curious. I'm not sure exactly why Rashi is specifying Yerushalayim. I don't really have an idea on that. But at any rate, Rashi does say that. But that's the din. Any day there was a Korban Musaf, they chucked the Maimid for Ne'ilah and certainly for Mincha, so it was a goner. And Korban Eitzim, any day there was a Korban Eitzim. Now we're going to learn soon in a couple lines what the Korban Eitzim were. And but briefly, when they came up from the Gola in the second Mikdash, so there was a lack of Eitzim for the Ma'aracha. So you had certain people who volunteered, families that volunteered to bring wood up to the Ma'aracha, and there were nine of them, there were nine families, as we'll soon see. And because they volunteered and they brought wood, so there it was a chag for them. It was considered a chag. And according to some Rishonim, they brought korbanos, and they made it. They brought nedavos, and along with the eitzim, they brought korbanos. According to other Rishonim, the eitzim themselves was a korban because the eitzim were brought up on the ma'aracha. That was a korban itself. At any rate, they called it korban eitzim, but any day there was a korban eitzim ein b'mincha, then they would not have a maimed from mincha, but they would for Ne'ilah. They would be able to do it for Ne'ilah. In other words, there's a whole ordeal because they were having the Korban Eitzim, so the ordeal kind of overtook Mincha, so they weren't able to get a Maimed together for Mincha, but they did have for Ne'ilah. Divi Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. But Amrlo Ben Azai says to Rabbi Akiva, Kachai Rabbi Yeshua Shoneh. Rabbi Yeshua was different, and he learned the following. Korban Musaf, any day there was a Korban Musaf, Ein B'mincha. Then they wouldn't have a Maimed for Mincha, but they would have for Ne'ilah. Korban Eitzim, and any time they would have a Korban Eitzim, Ein B'Ne'ilah, then they wouldn't have for Ne'ilah. Now the Gemara is going to explain what the Svaras of each one was. But at any rate, the Mishnah says, Chazer Rabbi Akiva Liyoshona Kiben Azai. Rabbi Akiva was chozer. He ended up passing like Ben Azai, and that's how the halacha stood. Now, the Mishnah goes on. This is actually in the Mishnah. It's a brand new Mishnah. But the Mishnah says, "Man atze kohanim v'ha'am." The times of the atze kohanim and the They called it Zman Atze Kohanim V'ha'am because when these people, these nine people brought up the Eitzim, so everybody, the whole Am, along with the Kohanim, were Mishtatef in this Chag of bringing the Eitzim up. So, Zman Atze Kohanim V'ha'am Tisha, there are nine of them. There were 9 days in which these people brought up wood. Be'echa ben Nisan b'nei Arach ben Yehuda. On the first of Nisan, the family of Arach ben Yehuda brought up his share. Be'esrim b'tamuz, which is about 110 days later, b'nei David ben Yehuda. That family brought him. Be'chamisha b'av, on the fifth of Av, b'nei Parush ben Yehuda. Be'shivabo, on the seventh of Av, b'nei Yonadav ben Rechev. Basarabo on the 10th of Av, b'nei Sana ben Binyamin. B'chamisha Asarbo on the 15th of Av, b'nei Zatu ben Yehuda. On the 15th of Av, b'nei Zatu ben Yehuda brought it, v'imohim, and along with them were Kohanim, Levim, v'chol mishato b'shifto. Everybody brought it. The Kohanim brought it, the Levim brought it, and anybody else who was ta b'shifto, meaning didn't know what shevet they belonged to. Now why is this relevant? Why particularly on the 15th of Av were these people who didn't know what shevet they belonged to bringing it? It's a little bit unclear, but the end of the Mishnah is interesting because the end of the Mishnah says, we'll get to the end of the Mishnah on Thursday and then we'll hopefully bring this down. But at any rate, I couldn't find any particular reason why they specifically brought their Eitzim on these days. Why on the 5th of Av, 7th of Av, 10th of Av, 15th of Av? What's the Shaychus with the days? I don't know. Good question. I thought I saw something on this. I don't know. I have to look into it. It's a good question. They all seem to be from Shevet Yehuda or Shevet David. Or Shevet, Shevet Yehuda, right? Bnei David, yeah. It's all Shevet Yehuda. I don't know. I don't know what the word is there. There's a Ben Benyamin. I don't know. Good question. Okay, the Mishnah goes on and says, "Ubnei gonvei eli ubnei kotzei ketzios be'esrimbo." Or sorry, that on the 15th of Av also the bnei gonvei eli. The Mishnah, the Gemara will discuss who these bnei gonvei eli, the people who stole the pestles, the pestle thieves. Ubnei kotzei ketzios. Yeah, exactly. Ubnei kotzei ketzios and the kotzei ketzios, the people who were chopping down figs. We'll see in the Gemara the whole story with the bnei gonvei eli. This is also comes up, I think, in Sukkah.
They're chopping figs, not wood.
What?
Kotzei ketzios is they're chopping down figs.
They were cutting figs.
Figs or fig trees?
Figs. Fig. I believe the figs. We'll see the Gemara. Okay? Before you get
how
your...
How do you know that from being Kotei Ketzios? It doesn't say...
He's in anguish.
I'm gonna leave you with a cliffhanger on that one. I don't remember the Gemara Bidyuk. We'll have to see whether it's the fig or the fig tree or what exactly the story was. It eludes me at the moment. The Mishnah continues and says... Be'esrim bo b'nei pachas Moav ben Yehuda. Now, I don't know why anybody would call his son Moav, but he did. And deal with it. Be'esrim be'elul b'nei Eden ben Yehuda. On the 20th of Elul was b'nei... Right. Well, there's a reason for that. Anyway, it was... What? Amon was a bracha. Moav was not. Moav was Me'av, was Me'avi. That's not a good thing. So I don't know what this guy's doing there, but all right, whatever. He didn't want to change his name. It's a whole thing with Social Security. Like, it wasn't worth it for him. Anyway.
Going to a governmental office.
It's just not worth it. Be'echa b'tevis, on the first of Tevis, Shavu b'nei pirosh shnia, the b'nei pirosh who had previously donated, they went the second time. They couldn't get enough of this wood. And Be'echa b'teves lo hayo b'maimed. On the first of Teves, there was no maimed on the first of Teves. Why? There was no maimed b'chlal. Why? Because the first of Teves is very unique. Because shahayo bo halal, there was halal because of Chanukah, the korban musaf, and there was a korban musaf because of Rosh Chodesh, the korban etzim, and there was also a korban etzim because who brought it on? The first of Teves was somebody. Somebody brought it in the first of. Yeah, look it up. Look it up, I'm tired. There we go. There was a Korban Eitzim brought on. I can't find it now. All these names are.
Somebody Ben Yehuda.
Yeah. Plony Ben Yehuda. Plony Almoni.
What is it on the Korban Eitzim you're talking about?
Yeah, who brought it on the first? Who brought the Korban Eitzim on the first of.
B'nei
Pirosh Ben Yehuda was who? No, he was on the Chamisha Ba'av. Oh, no, sorry. You're right. Back up at Tevis. B'nei Parosh brought it again on the first of Tevis. It was right there. It was right there all along, right? Okay. It's always the last place you look, right?
You're in anguish also.
There you go. The Mishnah ends. This is ridiculously fast. The Mishnah ends. Chamisha Dvarim Iros Avosinu B'Shivasa B'Tamuz. We know these things. Five things happened to our forefathers on the 17th of Tammuz. B'chamisha b'tisha b'av. And five things happened on Tisha B'av. What are they? B'shivasa b'tammuz. On the Shivasa b'tammuz nishtabru aluchos. The luchos were broken. U'batal atamid. Korban tamid was batal, was stopped. B'huvka u'ha'ir. And the city of Yerushalayim was surrounded. B'saraf apustimus esatorah. Apusimus burned the Torah, the Hamid Selam Behechal, and Menashe, which was in the first Mikdash, he was Ma'amid Selam in the Hechal, which is not a good thing, not advised. Don't try that at home or in the Hechal. B'Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av, Nigzar Alav Oseinu Shelo Yikansu La'aretz. On five things happened on Tisha B'Av. One is that we were Nigzar because of the Meraglim, that we would not be going into the land, or the Meraglim would not be going into the land, and anybody in that door. The Chariv Habayis Barishono B'Shnia, the Mikdash was destroyed, both the first and the second. The Nilkada Beitar, Beitar was captured and completely destroyed. The Nechresh Ha'ir, the city of Yerushalayim, was Nechresh, it was completely plowed, meaning it was totally destroyed, decimated. And because of that, these are terrible things that happen in Klal Yisrael. Mishenichnas Av mematin b'simcha. When Av comes in, we are mematin b'simcha, and we will stop there.
Not a very happy place to stop.
No, but mishenichnas Adar Marvin b'simcha. How's that? Mishenichnas Adar Marvin b'simcha is found where in Gemara? Anybody?
In Gila?
No.
Timeless?
It's not found anywhere in Shas, to my knowledge.
So you just set it up.
It's a deal. It's a deal.
Wow. I believe it's in the Mishaburu. I don't think it's in. Oh, yeah? Bring it. Bring it. Bring it, Callus. That was a 31-minute limud, man. We should just keep going weiter.